You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And
you don't pray, you don't rely on the Lord, and you don't prepare in the Lord, maybe you can still lead Bible study on Friday nights.
弟兄姊妹的爱跟包容不会给你什么麻烦。
The love of brother and sister, how the brother and sisters are willing to accept you, may not give you a whole lot of problems.
但是就对属灵的实际来说，你没有给神家带来祝福。
But concerning spiritual reality, you did not bring about any blessings in God's house.
就算你自己很认真的预备，如果不是在圣灵里来带的话，我们也是带来的自己的聪明，自己的成果、就是、
And I would even dare to say that even if you are diligent in preparing, unless you do it in the preparedness of the Lord, you but bring about your own understanding, your own wisdom to everyone.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样子能够在主的面前能够学习回到这个身体里面？
So brothers and sisters, how do we learn to come back to this body?
所以在这段的圣经里面，我们整年都会讲哈，所以你们不要担心。
In these verses, we're going to focus on it this entire year, so don't worry.
结果的最关键、最关键的就是 abiding in Christ.
And I will say again, the root of abiding in Christ. I mean, the root of bearing fruit is abiding in Christ.
这是仇敌最怕的一件事。
And this is the one thing that the enemy is the most fearful of.
所以仇敌想尽办法让我们没有这个 reality.
And so the enemy is thinking of all of his ways that we may not enter into that reality.
我说这一段的圣经不仅是今天。圣徒个人众教会最缺乏的一个经历之一、啊、
And I said before that this is an experience that is often lacking in us as individuals and as the church of God.
也是仇敌最直接攻击的一个点。
And it is also the one point that the enemy attacks again and again.
Now, 为什么这么难的原因之一就是因为道理太简单。
And the reason why it is so difficult and so challenging for us to enter in is because the concept is so easy.
为什么他这么容易来欺骗神的儿女们就是我们
The reason why the enemy is so easily, we are so easily deceived by him because we all think we understand.
所以离了我，你们就不能做什么是神在我们身上的拯救。
And the salvation that God has in us is that apart from him, we cannot do anything.
神常常需要把我们带到尽头。
And oftentimes you'll discover the Lord has to bring us to an end.
发现我离了主，我不可能有爱心。
That we truly discover, Lord, apart from you, there's no way for me to love.
我离了主，我不可能再忍耐下去了。
Lord, apart from you, there's no way I can continue to endure.
我没有主，我没有办法不埋怨。
Lord, apart from you, there's no way that I could keep complaints from my mouth.
弟兄姊妹，我在特学会特别讲的 Hudson Taylor， 你们有空应该读读他的传记、啊、
And I particularly spoke about Hudson Taylor during the co-workers retreat. If you have an opportunity to read his biography,
你如果没有时间读他的，我读了我介绍的那一本《属灵伟人》，得地秘诀就是、they found the secret.
Again, if you don't have the opportunity to read that whole biography, there's another book that I introduced that speaks of the secret、of strength for all the spiritual giants.
他很简单地列了二十个人，不见得是大有名的人，他列了二十个属灵伟人。
And they listed about 20 spiritual giants that we're familiar with.
他们几乎都在他们人生的经历上被神带到尽头。
And every one of those examples, they've all been brought to the end of their own abilities in their lives.
那被带到尽头的人很多，我们都被带过尽头。
And we've all been brought to our ends. A lot of people that's been brought there.
那能够成为属灵伟人，能够峰回路转，能够有 breakthrough 的，是因为他们在尽头的时候，他们摸到这条路了。
And they are a spiritual giants because at those critical points, they found the way.
他们在主的面前哀求，他们在主的面前几乎放弃了，他们不干了。
They asked of the Lord, they've given up, they cried out to the Lord and said, Lord, I'm not going to do this anymore.
而在他们最无助的时候，他们跟神承认自己不行，然后遇见了主，被圣灵充满。
At the place of their most helpless state, and they find that they are absolutely exhausted, they met the Lord and they were changed.
所以戴德森在他37岁的时候做了这么多的工在中国内地会。
Hudson Taylor, at the age of 37, he's done so much work in the Inland China Mission already.
他忙得不得了。
He was so busy.
然后常常有很多的压力，很多的坏消息，宣教士被杀，经济上出问题。
There's a lot of pressure, a lot of bad news. Evangelists, a missionary that are being killed, and bad news are coming.
更糟糕的是他自己里面软弱，他甚至连试探有的时候都胜不过。他说
，He says that oftentimes I feel weak within. When temptations come, I can't even overcome.
里面浩劫，外面都是坏消息，都是让人很灰心的事情。
I am distressed within, and it's just bad news one after another from the outside.
结果神怜悯他，他在杭州的同工John McCarthy写了一封信给他。
And when he was in Hangzhou, there was a brother by the name of John McCarthy. He wrote a letter to him.
跟他分享他自己怎样从软弱、痛苦中、无能中被神释放出来。
He shared with Hudson Taylor how the Lord restored him from that state of helplessness, of state where he is without strength.
大家现在这封信里面突然眼睛。
Hudson Taylor, because of this one letter, all of a sudden his eyes was open.
这么熟悉的信息，那天在他里面活起来。
These messages that were so familiar to him, all of a sudden they became alive.
他是真葡萄树。
He is the true vine.
我不过是个枝子。
I am but a branch.
结果子不是我的事。
It is not my responsibility to bear fruit.
连与主接受他，就是这么简单的接受他在我里面的运行，他的替代。他在我里面生命里的交流。
To be connected with him, have his life move within me, the fellowship that I have with Christ, him supplying all of my needs.
他得到了大的释放啊。
This is ought to be something so easy.
他整个人进入安静安息的里面。
He was greatly set free in his enter into peace and rest.
他不是说从此就不干了。
And he no longer said, I'm not going to do this anymore. I give up. I quit.
他写信给他的妹妹，他说我比从前更忙。
He wrote to his younger sister. He says, I am even more busier than before.
我的责任更重。
And my responsibility, my burden's heavier.
我碰到的坏消息更多。
And the bad news that I get are even more numerous.
但是他里面有一个摇动不了的安息和连结。
But there's an unshakable peace, an unshakable connection with God.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要羡慕这样子的内住。
We all need to long for this indwelling.
拼的命也要跟主要，对不对？
Even with our lives, we need to ask it of the Lord.
如果你们现在都进入的话，比我有福早了好几十年。
If you are already there, you are more blessed than me. You are starting way ahead of me by decades.
我们这种第二代、第三代的基督徒，一个很大的危机就是以为都懂了，但是都不懂。
The challenge for most of us who are second generation Christians, we think that we know, but we do not really know.
我们以为是了，但是我们不是。
We think we are, but we are not yet.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真连结，基督真在我们里面，跟我们有一个交换的生命。
When we are truly connected and united with Christ, this an exchange of life within.
我把我的无能交给他，让他自己来替代我。
I give him my powerlessness that he may replace me.
我把我的痛苦交给他，让他的喜乐来替代我。
I give him my sorrows that his joy may replace me.
我把我的无能来替换，让他的能力来替代我。
Again, my powerlessness that he may give me his power.
那些脱不掉的思想，那些脱不了的伤害，那些脱不了的负面情绪，脱不了的罪，弟兄姊妹都在这样子的交通里面，整个被替代了。
Those wounds, those hurts.Those things of the past, those things that are still keeping me bound that I can't let go, these things can all be replaced by the Lord.
所以要进到这个有福的里面，神有的时候容许我们枯干。
And again, to enter into this blessedness, oftentimes the Lord will allow a period of dryness.
觉得你最近属灵情形很枯干的举手。
Those of you who feel that you're in a spiritual dryness, raise your hand.
要客气举手。
Don't raise your hand if you feel dry.
哇，觉得自己滋润的不得了，快淹死了。
Those feel that, oh, I am drowning in the soothing of the Lord. Raise your hand.
天天都是交通和甜美的，有没有？
Every single day, I'm in such wonderful fellowship with the Lord. Anyone?
其他人死人了。
Well, what about the rest of you who didn't raise your hands?
都不知道自己活还是死。弟兄姊妹，枯干是为了拯救我们。
We are dry for the sake the salvation may be activated.
提醒我们现在不在一个活泼的交通和连接里。
To remind us that we are no longer in a lively abiding and union with Christ.
被剪掉，丢在外面，被火烧了，都说到我们变得没有价值，没有用。
We are cut off, we are cast away, and being cast in the fire speaks of there is no longer value or worth in what we are doing.
主观里面觉得枯干，都是提醒我们，都是在提醒我们。
Subjectively, when we feel dry, there are constant reminders.
就像我昨天举的例子，我们三十年前在的那个教会里面有一个姊妹，唯一一个姊妹开 Benz 的哈。
And I gave an example yesterday as I was speaking. 30 years ago, there was a sister at our church. She's the only one that drove a Mercedes-Benz.
她也是唯一一个姊妹有 cellular phone, 比我圣经还要大的手机。
She was the only sister. with a cellular phone at the time was bigger than my Bible.
你们这些小孩子都没看过了。
And all of you, younger generations, you've never seen the existence of such a device.
他刚买了一个新 Benz, 开了两个月大概不到，结果引擎整个烧坏，要花10,000+去换。
She bought a brand new Benz and she only drove it for 2 months, and the engine overheated and it takes over $10,000 to repair it.
因为这个新车 for some reason 不晓得为什么漏机油。
And there was a defect in this car, and it was dripping oil.
他完全不懂车，他也完全没想到新车会坏。
And she has no understanding of automotives, and she didn't even imagine that a brand new car would ever break or fail.
所以车子上面的红灯都亮了，引擎没有油了，他没管，他照开。
So the warning indicator came up on her dashboard and tells her she needs oil. She just kept driving.
你知道引擎在燃烧里面在烧的时候就是要靠这个机油来润滑它的。
You know, as the engine goes through its combustion process, the oil is lubricating the cylinders and the chambers.
当它没有油的时候，这种摩擦摩擦摩擦就出了很多的热，到最后把引擎烧掉。
And when the oil is depleted, the friction overheats the engine to the point that the engine is no longer functioning.
枯干是神的提醒，神的拯救。
And again, this dryness that we sense, we feel, it is God's salvation.
提醒我们该回到主面前。
To remind us, it is time to come home.
该去面对我跟主之间的关系和连结。
It is time once again for us to pay attention to my relationship, my unity with the Lord.
不要再继续下去了。
Don't keep going.
你底下下去，你失败、枯干、耗竭。一定的结果。
If you keep going, you will continue to fail. You will continue to experience dryness.
我们不要去做什么大事，就是简单的回到他的连接。
Don't think that I need to do something grand to change. Simply return to the Lord.
在爱里面，谢谢耶稣，我会变，你永远不变。
In love, thank Jesus. Jesus, I can always change, but you never change.
我所有需要的养分、枝浆、水分，什么东西都在你的里面。我现在来接受你。
All the nutrient, all the sap.All the water I need, they are from you. All I need to be is connected in you.
耶稣啊，用你的同在再来安慰我。
Lord Jesus, comfort me with your presence.
用你自己的生命来替代我。
Replace my life with your life.
主啊，我放下我所有的挣扎，所有的努力。
Lord, I lay down all of my own struggles, all of my own efforts.
我就是安静安息在你是我的一切。Jesus Christ is all.
In quietness, I come back to Jesus Christ as my all and in all.
弟兄姊妹，这是跟主的连结。
Brothers, this is what union with Christ is all about.
当我们这样子住在主的里面。
When we come and abide in the Lord in such a way.
也让主的话住在我们里面。
And as the word of the Lord abides in us.
主的话是 life-giving words.
And His word is the life-giving word.
因为约翰福音六章六十三节，他说：“叫人活的乃是灵。”肉体是无益的。
And John chapter 6 tells us the spirit of the Lord gives us life, the flesh profits nothing.
我肉体怎么努力都不会叫我活的。
The flesh avails nothing. No matter how much it works, it can't cause me to come alive.
我怎么样子努力没有办法叫别人活，也没办法叫聚会活。
And it doesn't matter how much I labor and I use my efforts through my flesh, I cannot cause anyone to come alive or the meeting to come alive.
乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
That which causes us to come alive again is the spirit of God. The flesh cannot do it.
接下来主就说，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And so the Lord says, the word that I speak.To you is spirit, it is life.
弟兄姊妹，每一句主的话里面都带着圣灵的能力，都带着他伟大的生命。
Every word that the Lord speaks brings about the power of His risen life.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word is God.
弟兄姊妹，我们被仇敌蒙蔽太厉害了。
And we've been blinded by the enemy to such extent.
我们被自己的聪明害得太惨了。
And we've been suffer such loss by our own intelligence.
我们都用我们的理性去读圣经，甚至用我们的骄傲去读圣经，说我都懂了。
We use our own understanding, our own pride to read the word of God, and we say all, I understand it all.
每一句话里面的圣灵，里面的生命，里面神自己，我们常常都忽略掉。
But in every word, as the Spirit of God, as God Himself, we often do not see.
我希望明年我们都今年我们好好读主的话。
And I pray that this year.We all be diligent in reading His word.
不光熟读主的话，要让主的话能够在我们里面生根呢。
Not only do we become familiar with His words, but His word may really take root in our lives.
让主的话再说话在我们里面。
That His words may speak again in us.
弟兄姊妹，圣经都是神所说的话。
The word, the scripture is, is, are, they are all the words of God.
我们羡慕，我们渴慕，我们盼望有一天，每次当我们打开圣经的时候，好像天对我们是打开。
Oh, how we long every time we open up this book, it's as if heaven has been opened to us.
那我们打开圣经的时候，我们真正能够遇见这位说话的神，让他的灵，他的生命。
That when we open this book, we meet the speaking Lord, that his life would bring to life into us again.
第三个在这里讲到父神亲自的栽培，亲自的修剪。
And thirdly, we see that the Father is the one who is the vine dresser.
为了让我们能够结果子更多。
And that so that we may bear more fruit.
大家千万不要忽略到一件重要的事。
Friends, sister, please do not neglect this one important point.
他说凡结果子的枝子。
The scripture says in verse 2 that the branches that bears fruit, he prunes even more.
反而是那些爱主的，那些真正已经在结果子的，父神亲自在这里修理。
It is those vines that are actually bearing fruit.That are designed to do are bearing fruit that the Father prunes even more.
为的是结果子更多。
That for the purpose that they the vine would the branch would bear even more fruit.
那种硬着颈项活在最终不顺服神追求自己追求世界的他根本就是减去丢掉的
those who are stiff-necked and they are living in this world living in their own desires living in the stubbornness of their life he, the Father simply cuts away and casts us away
这个减掉不是说我就失去了救恩我将来没有办法得救了不要误会
this cutting away and casting away doesn't mean that you lost your salvation
这个减去就说到在主观上我们失去的那个交通了
this cutting off speaks of the fact thatNow you're no longer in the fellowship with the Lord.
因为你活在最终，你怎么可能跟主还继续活在交通？
If you're living in sin, how can you continue to be in the fellowship with the Lord?
哦，但是你去读罗马书十一章，当我们重新恢复信心的时候，神可以把我们再接回来的。
You discover in Romans chapter 11 that once again, when our faith is renewed, we can be grafted in again.
对，这棵树好特别，世界上找不到这棵树。
And that is an amazing vine, an amazing tree. You'll never discover another one like it in the world.
它可以在 any moment 我们被剪掉 ，any moment 我们回来。
Any moment you can be cut away. Any moment you can be grafted in.
你可以 any moment 你 dry, any moment 你里面充满了滋润。
Any moment you can feel dryness. Any moment you can feel the soothness of the Lord.
关键在于我怎么样子对待。我跟主的关系。
The criticality is the turning point of your attitude towards your relationship with God.
所以那些真正结果子的，他来修理干净。
So again, you see, you need to pay attention. Those who are bearing fruit, He will continue to prune.
请大家注意，他是父亲自来修剪。
It is the Father Himself. He's the vine dresser. He does it Himself.
虽然他透过人事物在这里修剪，但是其实是出于他的爱。
Yes, He's doing it through people, through different circumstances, but it's of the Father's love.
然后是为了更高的目的，是为了能够结果子。
And it's for higher purpose that we would bear more fruit.
植物专家都告诉我们，这个树叶、树枝跟果子。在成长的时候，都在争取这个树里面所有的养分跟水分。
Expert tells us that as this vine is growing, all the branches, all the leaves, and all the fruits, they are all fighting for the nutrient coming from the vine.
我们服侍主服侍久的，喜欢长很多叶子来吸引，让人家觉得我真好，真漂亮。
We've been serving for a long time. Sometimes we want to be very leafy so that people would esteem us as the vine and how beautiful the vine is.
主要把这些都剪掉。
The Lord is going to cut all those away.
就把你所有的 fans 全部剪掉。
And the Lord is going to cut away all of your fans.
我是你的 fans， 就要把它剪掉。
And people would say, "Hey, I'm your fan." The Lord is going to cut away those fans.
如果谁是你属灵的偶像，神要把那个偶像剪掉。
And if you have a spiritual idol, the Lord is going to cut away those spiritual idols.
那让我们单独的爱他，单纯的爱他。
That our love is solely for Him.
我们的服事如果是为了 performance， 为了人的掌声，主要把这个剪掉。
We've discovered that if our service is performance based, is for the accolades of men, that we prayed God you would prune those away.
就让你在服事上遇到挫折、遇到失败、遇到无能、遇到不行，我们会更单纯的来依靠。
And the Lord will let you discover that you are helpless in the midst of the services and the ministry. That you are, you feel that oftentimes you may even be wrong. That you will come and turn to the Lord.
我这么好面子的人，神就让我衣服穿反了，丢个脸嘛。
I really care about saving my face. The Lord allows me to.Put on my clothes backwards that you know, people would really know who I am.
弟兄姊妹，我们听到别人被夸奖，而不是夸奖自己，我们这个人就被修剪了。
And we hear other people being praised, and they're not praising me, and all of a sudden we feel all withered inside, we're being pruned.
表示我们服事不是真正为了神，为了神家。为什么他得那么多夸奖、掌声，我没有呢？
And the Lord is showing us that when we serve, we're not really serving for Him and His house. That's why we would feel, oh, why would so and so be praised and I'm not?
弟兄姊妹，我们太多地方需要修剪。
There's so many areas we need to be pruned.
但是请你们在被修剪的时候，修剪一定会痛的。
But I tell you, in this process of being pruned, there will be pain.
就在痛的里面，你要感谢两件事情。
But in the midst of that pain, I want you to praise God for two things.
父的手在我身上吗？
Because the hand of the Father is upon me.
他的爱，他的心在我身上。
His love and His heart is anchored upon me.
他居然肯花功夫来捡我这个人。
He, with His own efforts, He wants to cultivate me.
第二件事情我们要感恩的事情。
And secondly, we need to be thankful for.
所有的捡是为了让基督更多的流露。
All of these pruning is that the Christ may overflow even more.
为了让主能够从我身上更多的活出。
That Jesus may be lived out even more through my life.
结束的时候我们读一节经文。
So in conclusion, I want to bring you to this one verse.
我多么希望新的一年全教会一起来结果子。
And how I pray that we as a church, we would bear fruit together.
但是在我们一起要更多结果子归荣耀给神之前。
And in this process of bearing more fruit and giving glory unto the Father,
我们要花一段的时间大家一起来学习什么叫做 abiding。
And there's a time that we need to learn together on how to abide, or this process of abiding in the Lord.
不是只有来到神家才来发现他。
It is not simply when we come to church that we discover God.
是我们在我们的生活，在我的每一个心思、每一个抉择、每一个反应、每一个情绪里面，我们都来经历他。
But in my life and in my thoughts, all of my reactions and all of my choices, we would discover Him.
对这个真葡萄树，对他的生命、对他的性情有新的发现、新的经历。因为他要来替代我。
Concerning this true vine, that we have experienced new experience of who He is, how He is able to come and replace us.
从前我一定会埋怨的，就哎奇怪，哎呀，我发现我现在不埋怨了。
In time past, given the same situation, my anger will rise. But now, all of a sudden, I discover, no, my anger is not there anymore.
我从前只要身体一不舒服，没有人可以惹我的。我现在发现我身体不舒服，我一样安静安心。
I discover when I'm physically ill, I'm uncomfortable, that nobody can come and draw near. But now they can actually draw near to me, and I would still have peace.
从前那么多不该看的、不该说的会吸引我，现在我发现我里面，哎，怎么没兴趣了？
All those things that I should not have watched, that I should not have paid attention to, all of a sudden I've lost interest in those things.
我们希望每一天对这个真葡萄树、对这个伟大的生命有新的发现、新的经历。
And I pray that each new day, that there's new discovery of what is in this true vine.
我相信一年下来，全教会一定丰富。
And I trust that we are diligent in this matter, that we as a church, we will come to the place of abundance.
我们读哥罗西书第二章第九节后半跟第十节的前半。
Colossians chapter 2.
第二章第九节的后半。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, the second half.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里，在这棵真葡萄树里。
For in him all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily.
就是神一个荣美伟大丰富，不管是圣洁公义良善能力得胜恩慈，所有的生命性情都在基督里面，都在这棵树里面。
All of his goodness, his mercy, his kindness, all the fullness of the nature of God is in this true vine.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你们在他里面。
And you are.
也得了这个丰盛。
You are completed in him.
Amen.
Amen.
要说 Amen.
Amen.
神所有的不光是宇宙的祝福，天上地下所有的祝福在基督里赐给我，他把他生命一切的丰富都要赐给我。
So all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, all the blessings that are in Christ has been given to me.
都在这棵葡萄树的连结里面，他要赐给我。
It is all given to us in this union with this true vine.
希望从今天开始，没有一天我们浪费的。
I pray that from this day forward, we do not waste a day.
没有一个环境，没有一个经历，我们浪费的。
Not a single encounter, not a single day or an experience, we will waste that away.
连我们枯干的经历都不要浪费。
I would say even of our time where we feel dry, we will not waste those away.
无能、软弱、离开主、什么都不能做的经历都不要浪费。
Those experiences where we feel we're helpless, we're powerless, those are not squandered away.
不要在那里遗憾懊悔自己的失败， make a U-turn to God.
Don't keep regretting all my failures, make a U-turn to God.
好好的享受在基督里的连结。
Enjoy this union in Christ.
我不晓得刚刚那些举手自己觉得里面枯干、疲倦或是很低落的弟兄姊妹们。
Are those brothers and sisters who's lifted their hands up earlier, acknowledging that I feel that I am dry, I am weak, and I am downcast?
主都知道，主都看见了。
I want to say to you that the Lord knows, He sees.
我相信今天。主再一次把约翰福音十五章摆在这里，我说是一个福音。
And I trust that this morning, as we're reading John chapter 15, it is a gospel.
是我们基督徒，是每一个教会要经常传的福音。
It is a gospel that we as Christians, we as a church, need to proclaim each day.
我们不光要向不信主的人传福音。
Not only are we preaching to those who do not yet believe in Christ.
我们要常常向自己传福音。
We need to preach this gospel to ourselves.
神已经在基督耶稣里将天上各样属灵的福气都赐给了我们。
Christ Jesus has given us all the heavenly blessings.
神也把他本性一切的丰富都有形有体的放在基督里，而让我们在基督里也得了这个丰盛。
That all the fullness of the Godhead has dwelt bodily in Christ, and we are in it.
那我们在这个时候都回到主的里面。
And at this very moment, we all come and return to the Lord.
带一个最简单的信心。
With the simplest of faith,
深的渴慕说耶稣充满我们。
With a deep longing, cry out to Jesus, Jesus, fill me up.
你这真葡萄树，所有的丰富流通到我们的里面来。
You are the true vine, all the fullness that is in you, come into me.
来取代我的心思，来替代我的情感。
Come and replace my thought life. Come and replace my emotions.
在我里面成为我的生命和力量。
Come and be the life and the strength within me.
让我活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
That truly no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
我不晓得中间有没有任何福音朋友你还没有信耶稣的。
I don't know if there are any among us that have not yet come to faith in Jesus Christ.
2017年新年1月1号就是我们接受耶稣接受伟大生命一个最好的契机。
2017, this is a great opportunity, the very first day of the year, for you to receive this great gospel.
耶稣基督为了救我们为我们流血为我们舍命为了洗净我们所有的罪。
Jesus Christ for the sake of redeeming, saving us, he died and shed his blood.For our sins.
他更谦卑地把他生命倾倒出来住在我们的心中。
Then he humbled himself and he poured out his life that he may now live in us.
我不晓得在座有没有任何福音朋友没有信过耶稣的你愿意接受耶稣愿意来认识他请你把手举起来。
Again, are there any gospel friends in our midst? You're willing to receive Jesus this moment? Lift up your hands.
有没有这样子的福音朋友我不知道有没有福音朋友。
Are there such a gospel friends?
有的话希望你举起手来说耶稣我愿意认识你。
I don't know if you are here, I pray that you will raise your hand and say, Jesus, I want to know you.
我最后再问一次有没有这样子的福音朋友耶稣我愿意接受你认识你。
I ask again, anyone wants to cry out, Jesus, I receive you.
在你的位置上把你的手举起来。
Lift up your hand where you are.
没有关系那弟兄姊妹们我们都在主的面前向主举手我们自己向主举手
Friends, sister, I want to invite you lift up your hands to the Lord and say Lord I'm right here
圣灵来充满我
Holy Spirit fill me up
让我不光现在跟你连接我要 constantly abiding in you
Not just this moment that I am united with you but I am constantly abiding in you
而且我要活活的活泼的与你连接
And lively, aliveAll the time, I am abiding in you.
Hallelujah, 赞美你。
Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.